Welcome to the Precision Pays podcast, featuring news and information important for growers who want to produce more efficiently. Thanks to Ag Leader Technology for sponsoring this podcast. It was obvious at the recent Info Ag conference that developing industry standards, data sharing capability, connectivity, and software integration are the hottest topics in precision ag technology right now. I talked to Kelby Kleinsasser, Director of Ag Information for Raven Industries and Chairman of the Precision Ag Council at Ag Gateway, an organization of ag technology companies working together to find solutions that will allow the sharing of data while keeping proprietary information protected.
Precision Ag specifically seems to be at a point where most companies and retailers have recognized the need for standards and have recognized the fact that there are a lot of things that can't happen until standards are in place. And this isn't new. I mean, there are a lot of people in this room where we're standing right now have been part of past efforts that, had some success, but not, really ever sort of broadly standardized ag information. And now there's an initiative underway with the Precision Ag Council as part of the Ag Gateway organization that's fairly reasonably high profile, certainly high participation level to, segment precision ag data, identify what problems and gaps that there are from a data exchange perspective, and, either locate or identify standards that are available and in place that could be leveraged, that might be adopted across all of the various constituents in precision ag, or for those areas where there are standards missing, to develop them from scratch. And that seems to have a lot of momentum behind it right now. And I'm personally, as the chairman of that council, actually very pleased with the amount of progress that has been made. Obviously, I'd like it to move a lot faster and certainly try to do a better job of that throughout the coming couple of years. But in general, I'm pleased with the participation level that we've experienced.
Kelby gave a presentation on behalf of Raven at the conference on the Slingshot API platform, which is designed to bridge the information gap between activity in the field and the software at the office.
And our strategy is to provide partners with access to field operations taking place on Raven controllers. And by partners, it could mean a lot of different people, but in general, the API community is it's a software technology, and that software technology would be most effectively leveraged by software providers. So our industry is full of great software companies doing great things for ag retailers and growers. And what we're trying to do with this platform is provide them with better, more integrated access to field operations. And since our controllers are deployed as broadly as they are, especially in the custom application realm, we feel like we're in a good position to help retailers better automate their business, better integrate their software with field operations, and hopefully save them some money from a process perspective.
Kelby says Raven is currently in the community technology preview stage with Slingshot API.
In software development, there's a lot of different ways you can go about developing software and releasing it to the market. When you're specifically developing a system that that is meant to be used by other developers, obviously there are there's projects that have to come on the heels of a release. And this isn't unique to Raven. There's other companies that have executed in a similar manner. Our idea was to provide the software providers with early access to what we're doing for several reasons. One is to help them sync up their development efforts with ours so that their product releases don't have to come long after a full release of the API product, but also, and I think more importantly, to allow them the opportunity to weigh in on the platform and to participate in the design of the platform. And we found that to be actually quite valuable in getting it right, essentially. Our product has been brought to market based upon how we see the data being structured, and we fully anticipate that as those standards are identified or developed, that our API architecture will fully support the implementation of those standards, and we will move entirely towards them.
As they've been developing the platform, Kelby says Raven has had to take many things into consideration, such as working with hardware already out in the field, like their Viper Pro computer system.
And that's a challenge because, if you look around at today's technology, generally speaking, you know, the hardware devices and the software running on them are being designed at the same time, or alternatively, the software is actually being developed prior to the hardware being available. Mm-hmm. So, you know, you're obvious examples like the Apple devices and you know, the Android operating system and so on. Those devices expose an enormous amount of functionality to hardware vendors. Well, we're kind of in a different situation here, where we've got a field computer platform widely deployed in precision ag that somehow or another has to come along for the ride and support all the things that we're trying to do. And I'm really quite proud of the field computer team at Raven and the effort that they put into making it a more connected device and integrating it within this API product and exposing what's actually taking place on those field computers to our software partners.
The Raven presentation was very well attended at the InfoAg conference, indicating a high level of interest within the industry.
What I like to think of is, I guess, I hope anyway, we're making the way for new innovation. You know, it was definitely a barrier when you think about a field computing device, you know, in the cab, disconnected, really with the only access to it being a thumb drive or a portable hard drive of some kind. That is a huge barrier to jump over, and it's, you know, everybody here knows that. There have been a number of solutions designed from a number of vendors to, you know, attempt to connect things together, and we just really believe that the right approach to take here, and reason I think you're sensing the buzz, is that we're focusing in on the specialists, those guys that are really good at what they do and that have spent, you know, they've built companies on software platforms and offering services to ag retailer and to growers. And frankly, that's not the business we're in. So if we can enable them to do their job and be more effective with their software operation, I think we've accomplished something.
And that's our Precision Pays podcast for this month. Once again, thanks to Ag Leader Technology for sponsoring it. I'm Cindy Zimmerman.